This morning, I want to reflect on our long practice. Which we started more than 10 years ago. The purpose of Zen Center is, as you know, to provide Zen meditation hall or whatever it is, you know, some place to practice Zazen and practice with some teacher. Both the original intention of Zen Center. And with this purpose, we organized non-profit organization. And now here, when we, acquired this building, we named this building Maha Bodhisattva Zendo. It is reflecting on our practice that was, you know, nothing but the Bodhisattva way to help others and to help ourselves. In the meantime, we had Tassajara Zendo because we needed some place where we can practice our way, putting everything aside and being completely involved in our practice. not completely, but more completely. Almost completely. For a human being, this almost is always necessary. Or else we cannot survive. Almost is, you know, actually the secret of practice. But anyway, we can practice our way almost completely, putting everything aside. That was the purpose of Tassajara Zendo. And that we have that this special Zendo means at the same time to we can, you know, understand actually what is Zen practice in more traditional way. Or else we do not know what we are doing here, unless we know some background of our practice in here, it is difficult to, you know, have to full understanding of our practice here and what we are doing here. It is something like to know your family. You know. When we know your friend's family, you will know your friend, you know, much better. Even though you know your friend, you think you know your friend, if you do not know the background of your friend, sometimes it is difficult to understand your friend. If you want to know who is Buddha, it is, you know, necessary for us to know to have some understanding of his culture background. This is always true. And for most of us, because of various reasons, it is difficult to study our way in Japan because of language difficulties and some peculiar, you know, development of Zen in Japan. So, as much as possible, we want to practice Zen in the most original, you know, more original, you know, form of Zen. So it may be quite natural for us to go back to Dogen and to know his way and forgetting, you know, everything developed after him, and to go back to Dogen, or to go back to Bodhidharma or Buddha will be the most important point for us. It is not so easy to, you know, to establish Dogen Zenji's way or Bodhidharma's way or Buddha's way, but at least we should try. It is much better, even though it is not perfect, it is much better than trying to, you know, introduce something else. You know, that is also up to our effort. But most important thing will be how we practice so-called Bodhisattva way to help ourselves and to help others. This point is missing in Japan. Original Bodhisattva way is to help ourselves. It's simultaneously to help others. In Japan, when we help, you know, others, we forget, you know, to help ourselves. Sometimes it is good. It should be like that. But if, you know, our Zazen practice, when Zazen practice does not follow, you know, we lose our way. We will easily become we will be easily enslaved by people. That is not Bodhisattva way. Without losing, you know, ourselves in city life, you know, to help others. How to help others is the point. We should be, whatever we do, we should be Buddhist. To be Buddhist should not be just to practice Zazen in calm, nice building, like a hermit. That is not our way. Mahayana, Bodhisattva, way is to wherever we are, without losing our practice and help others, is our way. To realize, for actual realization of our practice, we should keep our way, you know, as simple as possible, so that many people can follow our way easily. Here I must say as much as possible, because our human life is already complicated and difficult. So when I say simple way, you may think, if you go to the center, they are observing very simple way, much simpler. You will, you know, say much simpler way than our mundane practice. But that is not permissible. I think we must have, you know, almost same difficulties as, you know, city people have here too. Or else, you know, as we are human beings, whose life is always, whose mentality is very complicated anyway. Wherever we are, it doesn't make much difference, because our mentality, you know, is because of our mentality, we have a very complicated life. So even though you come here, your life cannot be simpler than city life. The difference is, you know, enjoying the complicated, you know, life. When people in the city is being involved in various things and being confused in the their activities which is going with them. Anyway, even though you come here so that you can help others as much as possible, so that we can give our seed more people as much as possible, you know. We must have some rules which should be very practical. To set up practical, you know, practice, so that we can practice our way more quickly without spending much time and giving to share our facility with more people, we must make best effort to fulfill our bodhisattva spirit. As our, you know, purpose of Zen Center is like this. Naturally, we open this place, you know, for everyone. And because we open our facility to our neighbors, we will have constantly new students. To share this building with new students, we should, you know, give them some guidance or show them some example of our practice so that they can feel better in this building. So that we can help them, we must have some skill. That is why we, you know, must have the Sahara. So, new students, when they come, If they want, they can stay here longer, and they can go to Tassahara, and coming back from Tassahara, acquiring some, way to help people. Coming back here and help people here. In this way, I think we can continue we can fulfill the purpose of Zen Center. This is the main, structure, a spiritual structure of Zen Center and the Sahara. No one did not try to be so. No one had this kind of idea from the beginning, but while we are practicing Zazen, naturally this kind of framework was resulted or set up by all of us. And I think this is very meaningful thing. Something, so-called it, a bodhisattva way. Appeared in this country without knowing what it was. So as we already, as you call this building, Page Street, maybe 300 Page or Page Street Center. Pretty soon, all of us will decide Page Street, Zen Center, or 300 Page, or I don't know. And Bodhisattva Zendo, Maha is something, when we say, when we write, Maha Bodhisattva is sound, something great. Maybe Bodhisattva Zendo will be enough. But if we say Maha Bodhisattva Zendo, the more people will come. That is a purpose of inviting, more people here. Maha Bodhisattva. That is also, a part of Bodhisattva practice. But if I say so, Zen Center should deserve for the name Maha. Not small one. The Bodhisattva Zendo will be, each one of your home will be the Bodhisattva Zendo. This is Maha Bodhisattva Center. where there's many small zendo in, you know, residential part of Page Street Zendo. To come here, I think each one of you must have struggled pretty hard. I think, you know. But anyway, we are very fortunate to be here and to practice here. And in its pure original sense. As you know, Buddhism is very, very old. And Buddhist spirit penetrated every corner of our culture in Japan, China, and India. Buddhism is like a great river. Extending its branch stream in various kinds of mountains and fields. But the water, you know, which is running, it's the same, sometimes muddy, sometimes pure, but water is water. Muddy water can be pure water. And pure water could be sometimes muddy water. We should not reject the branch of the river, because the water is not so clear. We should accept whatever the river could be. But we should not forget all the water is the same, originally the same. So, only by dozen practice, you will find out pure water in muddy water. Without being attached to pureness, clearness of water. Dogen Zen says, Zen practice is for everyone, whether they are clever or they are dull, man or woman, or old and young, then it's for everyone. Because he could see the pureness of the water in muddy water. So when we, you know, why we practice Zazen here is to find out the pure spiritual practice. Even though they are not aware of it.
The words that are missed here by turning over the tape cassette are to find the spiritual pure practice in city life.
City life. This is the reason why we practice Zazen. But this is, you know, not something. This practice is not. Something you can compare with some, you know, ordinary, you know, activity or practice. Only when you understand what is practice, you can, you know, start this kind of pure practice. So if you want to help people in its true sense, I think you should at least to go to the Sahara. You should go to the Sahara and practice longer. I'm afraid that the Sahara, you know, will become a very important practice. The Sahara practice will become very important for Zen or for Buddhism. Because of various reasons. I wish you can practice pure Zazen in various places, you know. But more and more, I feel some burden, you know, on our shoulders. Well, this is not so, you know, agreeable feeling. Because it is too much for us. I want to share this kind of burden with many people as much as possible. But actually, you know, we need your help. with your help, I think we can share the great burden which was given by our successive teachers. Physically, you know, I feel much better this year. So, I may survive. I don't know how long. But let's try hard. And I want you to help us. Thank you very much.